My name is Martha Rossler, and I am an artist and photographer. This is the Bowery in Two Inadequate Descriptive Systems, which is photo text work that I did in 1974-75. I was living in New York in 1974, and I was walking down the Bowery with a friend, as I did almost every day, and I was thinking about documentary photography and how it consisted very often of photos of poor, down-and-out people who we used to joke couldn't get away from your camera. And I started to think about how inadequate it was just to have snapshots of people and to put them together on a wall in a museum or possibly in a book under your name. I was thinking about the language of drunkenness, about the way that in every society in which alcohol exists, people have ways of talking about drunkenness and drunks, and that those words range from really mild and playful to really hardcore negative representations. I started to organize the words into metaphoric groups, such as ones relating to industrial processes, ones relating to the animal world. I had ones that were culinary. At the end of the piece, the words had shifted from being adjectives to nouns, so you find words for people who are drunk. And then in the last two images, the camera shifts down to the ground. There's a picture of empty bottles. And the words are dead soldiers, dead Marines, and those are words that mean empty bottles. So the work became about photography and drunkenness and not about the inhabitants of the photographs or of the Bowery. I was a little bit startled that a number of people viewing the work told me that I was cold. And why am I cold? Because there are no people in your pictures. Well, that was really interesting because, in effect, this is an attack on humanistic documentary in which we are supposed to read something back from the faces of the suffering poor. It's a work about people who are not entitled the way the viewers are entitled. The viewers are entitled to stand their ground in whatever exhibition space and to look at the pictures and look at the words. But the people who are pictured there are like people who have wandered through a very long exposure photograph and haven't even left a trace, except for the broken bottles that are visible in every picture.